The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Last week we were told in the gospel reading, never correct Jesus. Do not correct Jesus. If you remember in that story, Jesus says to the apostles, we have to go up to Jerusalem and there I will suffer and die. And what does Peter say? Oh no, I'm not going to let that happen to you. So just listen to me, Jesus, and you'll be okay. But what was Jesus' response to Peter? He said, get behind me, Satan. You're thinking like a human being, not like God. So Peter tried to correct Jesus, and Jesus wound up correcting Peter. Today's readings tell us we have to correct one another. We have to. It's an obligation if we truly want to be followers of the Lord. It's not something we can shy away from and say, who am I to correct other people? But rather, as Christians, out of concern for our brothers and sisters, we need to say, that's wrong. That is not good. Ezekiel is told he's a watchman. What does a watchman do? He looks out for trouble and then he warns the people. That's what we're supposed to be doing, to be watching on behalf of God, to see what's going on, and when we see evil, to intervene. And God says to Ezekiel and to all the shepherds, he says, if you do not correct someone, then you're going to be punished for that. If we do try to correct someone and they don't change, we're off the hook. But we have to step forward and to correct people. And it's a work of mercy. It's a work of love to correct one another. Now, of course, we have to be open to it as well. We have to be open to be corrected when we sin, when we do something that is wrong, when something we're doing is obviously evil. We have to be open to that. But we are called to correct people as an act of mercy. It is a spiritual work of mercy. It's listed among the spiritual works of mercy. It goes like this, admonish the sinner. So it's in that category of works of mercy. Mercy. We are called to be merciful, and to be merciful means that we are truly concerned about the salvation of our brothers and sisters. We can't just stay aloof, and as our culture might like us to do, not to judge, to stay away from everything, say, well, that's their opinion, that's their view, so forth and so on. No, we can't do that as Christians. We're called to be like Ezekiel, like the prophets, to go forth and to correct people, to admonish them, to say, what you are doing is evil, it is wrong. Now, what we don't know, and God says that's not up to us anyways, we don't know how responsible the individual is in what they do. If someone's terribly mentally ill, we would say morally they're probably not responsible for what they do in the same way that someone who is more healthy, let's say, is. But it still doesn't matter. If we see evil being done, we're called to admonish the person doing the evil, to correct them. And again, if you want to root that in our lives as Christians, we're given that commission to correct one another when we are baptized. In baptism, we are anointed to be priests, prophets, and kings. Prophet, what's a prophet do? A prophet was not someone who prophesied, although they did that, but that was kind of common sense. So Jeremiah could say, look, you leaders of Judah, if you don't turn back to the Lord, some foreign country is going to come and punish you. And of course they did. Well, that was kind of obvious because they were going the wrong way. But it wasn't to prophesy what was going to happen, but the primary purpose of the prophet was to say, you're going the wrong way. You are sinning. You are doing what is evil in the sight of God. Get back on track, because if you don't get back on track, something worse is going to happen to you. Again, there's that act of mercy and love, because if we are truly concerned about wayward people who are doing what is evil, we don't want them to keep on that track. We want them to come back to the Lord. Isn't that what we want for us? It's not easy to hear correction, because we all think, you know, this is my choice, I will deal with it. And yet we are part of the body of Christ. We are one with one another. And we're told when one part of the body suffers, the entire body suffers. When one person sins, that affects everybody else. Sin is not something that is private between me and God. No matter what the sin is, no matter what the evil is that I do, it affects every other person in the world. It's like spiritual pollution. So we can't minimize sin, even small sins. Of course, God says, come to me, ask for forgiveness, and I will freely forgive you. So that's part of admonishing the sinner that we need to take into consideration. To say to the individual, yes, what you're doing is wrong, but God wants to forgive you. God wants you to give you grace so that you don't continue down that path. And then if we truly do a good job, what we're going to do is get to know the sinner. We're going to share with them our own sinfulness, our own need to be corrected, our own dependence on God, how time and time again, no matter what we have done that is evil, we have been able to go to the Lord and ask for forgiveness, and God cleansed us of our sins. So in correcting our brothers and sisters, it's not about lording it over people. It's not about retribution or revenge, whatever you want, however you want to put it. It's about an act of mercy. God corrects us, not because he's angry with us, not because he wants to hurt us, but because he loves us. We are his dear children. And a good parent, as most of you know, corrects their children. You wouldn't think of not doing it. Well, we are part of the family of God, and all people are our brothers and sisters, and therefore we are responsible for them. We are responsible for telling them this is the right way to go, but also telling them you're going the wrong way. And if we did that more, and we did it in a gentle, merciful way, and there are certainly some people who have a real knack for getting to know someone and encouraging them and even pointing out the sins they may be participating in. We all, though, have a gift or gifts. We all have the call to go forth and correct our brothers and sisters. So we don't correct God, but we do correct one another. And we have to be open to correction from God through our brothers and sisters. And of course, as Catholics, we know that we have the great sacrament of penance, in which we can simply state the ways in which we have sinned, the ways in which we have done evil, the ways in which we have strayed from the true path to Christ. And in asking God for forgiveness, he gladly not only forgives us, but gives us grace, so that we can go forth and do what we're called to do as his children. So again, in our society today, political correctness says you don't correct other people. But in our society, known as the church, the body of Christ, we do correct one another. And we do it out of love, out of concern, out of real mercy for the salvation of our brothers and sisters. Now, I know I want to be saved. I want to be with the Lord for all eternity. So if that's true, then I have to be open to correction. And again, it may not be the easiest thing, And yet, if I'm not open to that, if someone doesn't say, well, you know, that's not right what you're doing, I may never turn away from that evil and know how I'm called to follow God in an appropriate, good way. So I invite you to think about that over this coming week. Are there any situations in your lives where you may be called to correct someone? And again, we're not talking about beating someone over the head with a bat or yelling at them, by no means. But are there ways in which we are called to say to someone, that's not what the Lord wants from you. That's not what the Lord desires of you. Turn back to the Lord. Let's talk about it. And pray with them so that we can all come to know how God is calling us to follow him. But think about that, because every one of you has been anointed as a prophet. And prophets are not people who just sit around yelling at people, but people who say, that's wrong, this is right, get back on the correct path. But prophets are also people who are often killed, who are persecuted because of the message which they bring to others. So that's going to be part of it as well. There is pain and suffering that goes along with being a prophet. However, God says that's what we're called to do and to be. People who willingly correct one another out of love and mercy so that we can all gather one day around the heavenly banquet in heaven and enjoy the presence of God and the saints for all eternity. That's the goal. That's the goal. So what we do here and now says to the Lord and to one another what we value, what we want, and indeed how much we truly love our neighbor and how much mercy we are willing to share with one another.